This might sound a little strange, but I think if scientists say it's true, it must be true. And I want to know if you agree or disagree. Maybe you already do this and it works for you. We're the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Scientists say that you can help improve your immune system, which I'm not going to get into a big fight this morning. Alex and Liv the Web Girl, if you're new to the Joe and Alex Show, blame me for them being sick and not feeling so well the past couple of weeks because I had a really bad sinus congestion little head thing going on.
Yep, he gave it to us.
And that's what they say. So, not true, but that's the accusation and the
slander.
Except
somehow explain to me how somehow the only sick person you're around is you, and then you get sick.
Everybody, Alex, has been that way. It's just the weather. But that being said, this scientist says to help out with your immune system, which obviously needed a little TLC, Alex, you need to eat this. Any idea what you should be eating?
Chicken broth?
Nope. They say you should eat your own boogers.
Okay, you know what? Get out of here with BS. Literally leave the studio.
This dermatologist says picking your boogers and eating them improves your immune system. She also says people should eat food they drop on the floor because it could help boost the body's natural defenses and make people more resilient to infection and allergies. I want you guys now to start taking me seriously. Alex, Liv the Web Girl, Porkchop, you're a trooper. You never take time off. But you guys need to start eating your own boogers and toughen up because your immune systems are way too weak. Right now, I want you to put your finger up your nose.
No!
I'll put my finger up your nose
no,
and have you eat
I'm
it.
No, I'm not doing that. It's sick.
Does anybody hear this before? Do they eat your boogers? Like,
Liv
if
the
you
Web
never
Girl
get sick?
Liv the Web Girl has admitted to me in private before that she does like to snack on them when she's in a pinch.
No, I believe that because Liv the Web Girl is really into like natural stuff like hummus.
Exactly. That's the thing. It's all natural. It's all organic. I don't want to hear any more crap about being gluten-free and all this if you're not willing to actually eat boogers.
Gluten-free, dairy-free, organic, no GMOs. Can you get any healthier? All I want to say.
You know what boogers are, though, right? They're like waste.
Yeah, but they're saying you should eat them. Yes. It's stuff that your body does. It's able to stop all the dirt and junk from getting into your body.
It's not waste. It's treasure.
Well, then why don't you eat your booger? Because honestly, you guys are always talking about how you're sick. Then you get mad at me. You slander me on the radio when I'm not here.
I don't like salty. I like sweet, and boogers are salty.
Well, put some sugar or Splenda on it.
I distinctly remember kids in first and second grade eating their burgers, and I just...
Boogers?
Yeah. Boogers? Now you're just hungry for lunch. You're like, burgers?
And, no, I said boogers.
No, you didn't.
Play the audio back later.
We'll
you said
back.
Burgers.
Okay. And I distinctly remember not, like, them eating it and me, like, being, oh, that's disgusting. I would never do that.
But they were never sick, were they? I think there's a point here. 833-JOE-ALEX, that if you eat your boogers, it's good for you. I really, truly do. Like, or if you're a doctor or a nurse and you know anything about this, because listen... If it'll help, you guys need to seriously start doing it because you're always complaining about how you're not feeling well.
I take one emergency gummy every morning. Why not do that? It's filled with vitamin C.
They both have the same texture, at least.
Yeah, they're both kind of gooey and funky. Hey, good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who is this?
This is Alice and Joe. That is so, so gross.
I didn't come up with this,
that.
Alice.
Yeah. I read that, but it's not even like... Like, I feel like so many more scientists need to do more studies on that before anybody even truly takes that seriously.
Hold on. All right, Alice.
I did have a person that I know who is now deceased. He passed away, but he used to eat his boogers. It was a coworker, and we would make fun of him. Like he was that kid that it was so funny because he loved E-40, and he was the whitest kid ever.
The rapper
E-40? He sounded just like E-40. Yeah. And he would make everybody laugh, and then, like, later on, you see him, like, sneaking boogers, and I'm like, why do you eat your boogers, dude? And he was like, they're little treasures inside. After he passed away, I figured out that he was on cocaine, and that's why he was eating his boogers. Come on, man!
Well, see, listen, if I had some, you know, booger sugar, I might be picking it, too.
There's nothing more gangsta than picking your nose and eating it.
Mm-mm-mm.
The Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.